This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Lee, probably the most mind-boggling story so far this week. It's easy to lose track of it. John Podesta, Hillary Clinton's long-term fundraiser campaign chairman, sort of president of all things Hillary, was given $375 billion, with a B, environmental slush fund to manage. I'd love to have that deal, right?
Yeah.
We talked about this, including Kamala Harris, who he sent out with a $7 billion check to deliver it to a climate fund in Bethesda, Maryland, $7 billion that had only existed for 5 months. In fact, almost all of the funds that he awarded the money to had existed for less than 6 months. Out the door it went. Now, what they did here is brilliant. They said, well, watch, we've got all these great projects, $10 million for a pre-development loan for solar projects in Oregon and Idaho, and $32 million. Well, can we verify any of that was ever done? No, because he handed it to pass-through groups, these groups that had only been around for 3, 4, 5 months, right? And then they turned around and handed it to other groups that the EPA has no oversight over. In fact, the contract said that. Privacy from the EPA. No can tell. So, you know, I could have said, I want a, you know, billion-dollar manicure. And they can't check to see if I ever got it. There's no way to know. Out the door went $375 billion. They literally can't say where it was. So you start looking at this and you go, this sort of looks different. This looks not like boondoggles or government mismanagement. This looks like they're stealing us blind. Fast forward, and it's every day now, there's new ones. $1 trillion. We had this yesterday, Lee. The Biden administration spent $1 trillion with a T dollars on DEI programs. Most of them administered, not all, some people were hired, but most of them administered by contractors. In 4 years, $1 trillion, do you know how much money that is?
That's a boatload.
Yeah, and what they do is they come in and allegedly write these programs. And when I could write a DEI program, I don't need any background for that. It's basically everybody get along and love people who are different, love them more. We hate white men, we hate Christianity. There, that'll be $375,000.
Yes,
I did.
Exactly, yeah.
See? Everybody knows now. Everybody knows what politically correct is. You don't need a multi-million dollar contractor to tell you. So that looks like a Democrat money laundering scheme. And then this just came out from Joni Ernst overnight. And you say a $3 billion EV boondoggle. The idea they were going to buy 50,000 electric-powered vehicles for the United States Postal Service. Well, when was that? Like 3 years ago. How many did we get? 93? Well, can we get that money back? No, it's one of these double pass-through deals. Biden's $3 billion EV fleet. So once you get to the third destination with the money, there's no oversight. Joni Ernst, senator, said it's, quote, lost in the mail. She actually just sponsored the Return to Sender Act, a law. It is going to take a law to try to find out where is the money and can we get some back? Because we only got 93 vehicles out of the 50,000 we were supposed to receive.
The irony of that. So money that was supposed to be spent on electric vehicles for the post office is lost in the mail. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but so some, yeah, I mean, somewhere. So she calls it the Return to Sender Act. The problem with this is the way the money's being dispersed, you need a law to get it back and find out what happened to it. And, you know, I have a feeling somebody's got a real nice mansion outside the D.C. area. Maybe in the hills there, multi-million dollars. $3 billion, they got 93 vehicles. No ability to say when, if ever, the rest will be. By the way, they were all supposed to be delivered by now. Where'd it go? I don't know. Fades into the mist. So then you start going through these. Now, things are starting to look very different than they did before. Lee, in terms of just like, are these boondoggles or are they just robbing us blind? And you just throw out something sounds good, sounds green. And, you know, you get to keep the money.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Anyway, I had one of these, and I just had this up, darn it. Now I can't find it. There's a whole huge list of these, billions and billions and billions of dollars, and I don't have it right here. Darn it, I had it right up, but I've got so many sources up right now. But there's a whole list of these. They're absolutely massive. And you start asking, is it that they failed to manage it, or did they just rob us blind? There's a new one every day. So I kind of got to want. I mean, I think we're going to need to go after this stuff with, like, criminal investigators.
Well, we should, but I doubt that that's going to happen, even with this administration. There's just so much political resistance.
Well, you put all this together, and you start doing the math. $375 billion, okay, and then another $27 billion on top of that, the gold bars they sent out the door, right? There's another $3 billion right here. Oh, here it is. I just found it. There's another $3 billion right here. You're at half a trillion real quick. Mm. Like, I don't think we actually need all this spending. Here, okay, here's some more. Joni Ernst, $12 billion allocated to the Navy for submarines. Not one submarine has been built. Remember, Trump fired the head of the Coast Guard over. She's got a separate one of these. They're not building them. $42.5 billion allocated to hook up people to high-speed internet. Not one single person has been hooked up. That's a real well-known one. But, you know, you looked at it before and you thought, oh, well, boondoggle, what a mess, you know. But is something else going on there? $7.5 billion to build EV charging stations under Joe Biden. Just 37 stations were built. That's $200 million per charging station. There were supposed to be hundreds of them. Where is the money? Is this like just Democrats? You just make something up like me and you were going to build a windmill? Yeah. I'm going to put up there around, I don't know, what do you think, exit 58, I-85? Does
why
that
not?
Sound good?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, that's where we'll put it. Okay, and we get the money. Well, then we move it through to shell nonprofits, and they're not even allowed to ask us what we did with it. All they can say is, wow, there's no windmill out there on exit 58, is there? Nope. Working on it, though. What's the ETA? We don't know. And we don't have to tell you. So these things are so poorly structured. Like I said, again, Joni Ernst, to her dismay, discovered. And she's sponsored a bill just to go after that $3 billion. You need a law just to be allowed to learn to know what happened to the money you allocated.
Funny how you don't need a law to send the money out.
I know.
But you got to have a law to claw it back in.
No, bureaucrats are in charge of it. Yeah. They just decide, hey, we'll send it out the door. So here's my question then. How hard could it, just given what I just laid out, basically $500 billion right there. Boom, gone. Well, how hard is it to just cut that? Just don't allocate it again. Cut it out. We could easily get by without that. Why not? I do not understand for the life of me why they didn't cut $500 billion out of this bill. That's it, $500 billion. We don't want to cut any more than that out. And then we need to criminally go after the people who took it. Unfortunately, I'm thinking the way they structure this, I don't even know if legally we have any recourse. Which, here's my question. A lot of these bureaucrats are still there. Lee, we approved this budget. Is another $500 billion going to go right out the door to Democrat, windmill projects or something? Nothing's changed that I can see. They're just going to steal it? Just going to keep stealing it? Their Democrat friends inside these agencies just turn around, send it back out the door. I don't see anything to stop that from happening right now.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.